Hi, I'm Kim Adele Randall and you're listening to Book Boon Audio Learning. Today we're going to be talking about board effectiveness and sharing some simple hints and tips to help you make your board meetings even more effective. Board meetings can be some of the most important meetings for your organisation. They're an opportunity for your most senior resource to be able to help shape the future and the strategy for the organisation. And yet very often, they're not as effective as they could be. This is usually down to a lack of planning and a lack of conscious choice. By implementing a really simple process and making conscious choice, you can turn your board meetings into the most effective and efficient ways of driving your business forward. So let's get started. One of the biggest challenges around board meetings is ensuring that people are given enough time to have read all of the materials in advance of the meeting to enable you to then optimise the time together to have the debate, the challenge, and the decision making that's needed for your organisation's success. By making it a rule that papers can't come to a board meeting unless they've been submitted 48 hours before, empowers your people to be able to have read them, to have done the background research and to come armed with any concerns, any challenges or any observations to help really ensure that those decisions are optimum for you and for your organisation's success. When we think about why we're going to see the board, there should only be three things that we want. We either are looking for a decision, we want to update them on a previous decision, or we want to inform them about something that is coming down the line. If we're very clear when we're submitting things to the board on what basis we are seeking their advice and their opinion, is it for a decision, is it as an update, or is it to inform, we make it so much easier for the board members to be they're most effective. Now let's take each of those in turn. The first one is decisions. You would always want to do your decisions first in a board because they're the things that are holding the organisation up if they don't get a decision one way or the other. When we think about our decisions, what we want to do is be very, very clear on that first page. Make it very simple. This is what I'm looking to achieve, the problem I'm solving, the solution I'm recommending, and what is my ask of you? So my ask is for you to either agree with the recommendation or approve an alternative course of action. By making it simple in that first covering sheet and then providing that exec summary of what it is you're trying to solve, what solutions you have already investigated, and what is your recommendation and why are you recommending it? What, if any, risk have you identified? And what, if any, risks have you accepted and why? The clearer you can make it to help the board members understand how much work you've already done and what you've already taken into account, the easier it is for them to check, challenge and agree or disagree with what it is that you're recommending. Too often, papers come to the board that are ill thought out and don't have clarity on the conclusions that you've drawn. If you can make it clearer, you'll be so much more effective in your area of the business and also the business as a whole. So be really clear what it is you're trying to solve, why that's a problem, what it is that you have identified, what opportunities to solve it there are, and which ones you've discarded, why you've discarded them, which one are you recommending, why have you recommended it. That makes it really clear for the board members to be able to follow your story, understand where you've come from, and provide appropriate check, challenge and approval or alternative recommendations that will move you forward. Once we've done our decisions, we really should move on to our updates. So updates is where you've had a previous agreement to take a course of action, but the board wants to remain close to what's happening with that action, what's happening with that part of the strategy. So again, when we're thinking about doing our updates, our covering page should make it very clear. What is the activity that you're giving them the update on? What were the key accountabilities and responsibilities for that action? What part of the strategic plan does it play into? And then what's your update? What is it you want them to be aware of? Again, make it really clear that you're taking this through an exec summary so people know what you've done, what were the impact of that, and what are you focusing on for the next period. Makes it so much easier again for those board members to be able to follow your flow and to provide the appropriate check, challenge and response to where you are right now. So we do our decisioning first, then we do our updates, and finally we do our inform. Inform is where there's something on the horizon that you want the board to be aware of, but it's on the horizon. It's not something that we're working on right now, but they do need to be aware of it because it could come into play in the coming weeks, months, years, dependent on what it is. As an example, it may be a regulatory change that's just been identified that's heading our way. Might not be happening for another 18 months, but we will need to be aware of it so that we can make the appropriate changes to our organisation to enable us to be ready to meet those demands. By being very clear that we know which ones are seeking a decision, which ones are seeking an update, and which ones are seeking an inform, we can now structure our meeting so that we do decisions first, update second, and inform third. The reason we do this is if we run out of time, as often is the case in board meetings when debates get more granular than we expected, we can actually leave the informs and do them by paper only, because they really are just to be read about and they're going to come back to the board later. It allows us to be so much more effective. The other thing is to become very disciplined. If we ensure that our board papers are always out with board members 48 hours before the board, we give them the opportunity to have read them thoroughly. What that enables us to do within the meeting is, rather than spend 20 minutes where the presenter reads out the slides that they've already provided to the board member, instead they do a 3 or 4 minute synopsis of what the paper's saying and what they're seeking from the board member. That allows you then to spend the remaining time having the debate. This is where we really start to identify the opportunities to really amplify what it is we're trying to do. It also enables us to identify any obstacles that may be getting in our way that we might have missed alternatively. The debate is always the most valuable part of those board meetings, and very often it's lost because we don't give people the time to prepare. So making sure that they've got that 48 hours in advance enables them to have really read through those. And it also disciplines our people to be ready, to be more effective. Now, obviously, there will always be an exception to every rule. A challenge can come up that nobody identified that needs the board's approval, but they should be the exception, not the rule. Too often what we find is that people don't plan in advance and therefore everything's last minute. Nothing's given with enough time for people to actually read and digest it, and then decisioning is impacted because we're not giving people the time to be able to do it properly. So if you start working back from your board meetings, you want to say, if the board meeting is always on the 20th of the month, then papers need to be submitted 48 working hours before that. Work it back, give your people a timeline of when they should be submitting their first draft and their final draft to enable them to have the most effective meeting with the board. I remember many years ago having a gentleman who worked for us who constantly put people in front of the board, and his view was that it was about exposure. one of the challenges with exposure is you can become exposed. So if you're putting your people in front of the board, you want them to be seen in the best light possible. If you're going in front of the board, you want to be seen in the best light possible. So think about, what can I do to make it easier for the board to understand what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and why I'm suggesting that they follow a particular course of action. By doing that thinking first, you'll be able to have much more clarity on the story that you're providing to enable them to have that debate. So if we recap on what makes boards more effective, it's really good planning. It's a simple and easy to follow structure so that people know whether you're seeking a decision to give them an update or to inform them of a change that's coming later. It's giving them that high level one pager that clearly articulates what's the problem, why is it important, and what's the solution, or what was the previous decision and what's the update and what are you focusing on next, or what's on the horizon. Pull it together to say you've got all of that into that exec summary. You know what the most important things are. By all means, provide the remaining information in the appendix so that people can dig into the detail, and expect them to do so, because it's in that detail that you're often going to find those real opportunities. But take the time to distill it for them. Empower them to be able to optimise their time together to have the debate, because that's where the real benefits of a board come into play. So if we think again about how we make our boards effective, it's about being very conscious on our choice, optimising the time and treating it with the respect it deserves, being very clear on what basis am I coming to the board, what am I seeking from you, and why is that important. And then we structure those meetings to make sure we do decisions first, then we do our updates, and then we do our inform. By doing this, the flow really starts to move and you can have much more effective, much more efficient and often much shorter meetings that allow you to get out there and do the work. I hope you found this useful. If you want to find out more about board effectiveness and corporate governance and how to use them to optimise your business, please check out some of the other titles here on Book Boom or get in touch. KimAdeleRandall.com. Thanks for listening.